Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Tzadik Gimel, and we are on Tzadik Beis Mabeis. We're going to start with Gufa in 1 minute. I just wanted to mention one thought related to the machlokas we had at the end of yesterday's shir, and that was the machlokas between Rav Yitzchak Bar Marsa, Amar Rav, and Ula, relating to Gid Hanasha. The Isser of Gid Hanasha, as we have learned, is an issue whether it has a taste or not. We're going to have a machlokas later on in a couple of daf about yish begidim benosin tam or im begidim benosin tam. The Rashba said that that's exactly what the machlokas is here on the Psalatik Beis Mabeis. Sounds that way. Tosas tries to be machalik, but that sounds that way. Rav says that the Torah does not ask for the actual gid. The actual gid, which is inedible, that's not asr, that's just inedible. It's not asr if you eat it. It's the kinoknos shabo. Right, it's the little arteries and capillaries and nerves that go out of it that are somewhat softer, that are more edible. That's what the Torah answers. And Ula says, no, we pass like Ula. Eitzu v'atarachiv olav. No, it is inedible, but it's still aser. That's the din. This is a zecher to what happened to Yaakov Avinu, and therefore it's aser even without taste. Rav Asher Weiss has three or four different pieces in Vayishlach on Gid Hanasha, and he talks to it. He says, "Why?" He says, "What's the Chiddush HaTorah?" He says, "Hocha Gid Hanasha, am I lucky? You know, why is why are you going to get Malkus? Ain't Begidim Menosin Tam, and it doesn't give off taste. So why should it be that this is Aser? What does it mean Eitzu? What does it mean Eitzu?" So there is a Chazonish that he quotes. The Chazonish in Aruch Chaim says that the Hadaloka Kishaachol Gid Hanasha Dafka Kishirvu. Maybe it's only aser when you mix it with other spices and you make it edible. That's when it's going to become aser. But by itself, it's not. First of all, it's difficult. It doesn't sound that way. That's what's the whole chiddush of Ula. Eitu v'yafal pikin chivatar alav. So how could the Chazon Ish even suggest that? That's, the Gemara says not that way. So the Chazon Ish says, maybe we have to understand a little deeper to understand the Chazon Ish. There are two ideas when it comes to Isure Achila or Dine Achila. Number one, and that something has to be derech or edible in order to be subject to Isser. Number one, Begavra. Number one is a din in the Maisa Achila, in the Gavra Ha'ochel. You have to eat it normally, to eat it in the normal way. You have to do the act of normal eating. If I take somebody is it better if you know you're going to have Yom Kippur, is it better to get IV or not? Right? Because IV is shalok kederach. That's not called eating. But we end up saying that, no, if you have a heter, you have a heter to eat. Period. Just eat. But you see from there that if it's done in an abnormal way, it is not called eating. Says the Rambam, kol ochlin shebat ha'asurin, eino chayv alena sheyochol osam derach hanoya, ketzad, hari shehimches ha'chelev, v'gamo. If I liquefy chelev, and I swallow it when it's burning hot, and I burn my throat on it. I eat it totally raw. So all of that, hareza pater, because that's a problem in the maisa achila. I'm not getting hana'ah through the maisa achila. That's one idea of hana'ah achila. But number two, says Rav Asher Weiss, is the chefsa. Hainu ta chefsa atzma eina ru'uya la achila. If I eat something that is inedible, so that is a problem also, a different type. Let's focus on the chefsa. And that is, let's say it becomes spoiled. Achar shehisriach v'hivish, u'batal mi'ochal adam. If I could eat it normally. I could chew it, I could eat it normally. But if it's inedible, if it's disgusting, so then that's also a problem. So says,
gelatin.
Sorry?
Gelatin.
Oh, gelatin. So gelatin is that's part of the issue of gelatin. Is it mutter? Is it come from the, what are the bones usser? Does it come from the bones? It is an issue. Different in hagim of, Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlar has also had to deal with gelatin. But says the Minchas Asher, V'niri says, this is what the Torah means, and this is what the Chazon Ish means. V'niri, the Zeh Chiddush HaTorah begin on Ashe. D'nehi d'havi ke'etz ba'alma ve'eno chefza de'isser. Fine, regarding the item, that's the Chiddush HaTorah. But who says that means that you don't have to eat it in the normal way? Regarding the item, it's eitz ba'alma, it's like a piece of wood. But the Chazon Ish must hold, but still, in order for you to get Malkus on it, you have to also, in the Maisa Achila, do it in a normal way. And that is, that's why he gives the Ukimta of spices, and making it edible. That's how he explains the Chazon Ish. The Minchas Asher himself says that he doesn't think that there's any, the question doesn't get off the ground. Because when we say Yesh B'gidim B'nosei Tam, as many Rishonim say, that doesn't mean it gives off no taste, it gives off a weak taste. But there is something there. Ain B'gidim B'nosei Tam means it doesn't hit the threshold of chashivas, but that's what he says. The Rashba says beferish, right? It has a tam kolush, it has a weak taste. So if you say that, so then you could say it is a little bit edible. The question is it closer to inedibility or not? But if it's a little inedible, maybe that is good enough for this din Torah. Okay, just wanted to mention that Minchas Asher relating to yesterday's daf. Okay, Gufa. We are up to Gufa. The entire daf today is about chalev, different types of fats. And if we just read the Gemara, it's all, see a lot of in the picture books, it's all just different fats. This is usher fat, this is not usher fat. So we'll try to see what we can add in to the Gemara about fats. Says the Gemara Gufa, Amar of Sheshes, Amar of Asi. Rav Sheshes says the name of Avasi. This we had before. Chutin Shebechelev. What about the offshoots of the Chelev? Chutin Shebechelev, Asurin Vein Chayavin Aleihem. Chutin of the Chelev are Asur, and they are, but one is not Chayiv if one eats them, because it's only Asur Darabanan. Only the actual Chelev is Asur Daraisa. So it's Asur Darabanan, but you're not Chayiv for them. Shebekulya, Asurin Vein Chayavin Aleihem. On the kulya, on the kidney also, is asur. And in chayavan aleihem, those are also drabanan, these offshoots. Low ben kulya, but this area of white, fatty area in the kulya, rebi v'rebchia, that's a machlokas. Chad asur v'chad shari, that's a machlokas. Rabba mimartetle, Rabba scooped it out, because he was choshesh for it being asur. Rav Yochanan mimartetle, Rav Yochanan also. And Rav Asi goyimle, Rav Asi was not as mockpit about it. He cut it off, but he cut it off even to the surface, and therefore he wasn't chotate it as much. Okay, sorry about that. So Rav Asi goyimle, so he cut it off in an even way. He didn't scoop it out, and therefore that reflects that he thought it was less of an isser. So Amar Abaya, Kavasi de Rav Asi Mistavra. I think that Rav Asi makes more sense, and I think I hold like him. Why? To Amar Yaba, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel says Chelev Shahabasar Chofe Oso Mutter. Any chelev that you have flesh on top of, you have basar that's covering it up, mutter. That's mutter. Alma, what do you see from there? Sha'al haksalam amrachmana velosha besoch haksalam, because inside you have basar covering it up. Only fat that's on top, uncovered by basar, is going to be asar, but not in. Sa'achanami sha'al klayas amrachmana velosha besoch haklayas. And also this lo ben kulya is inside, it's underneath basar, and therefore I think Rav Asi is the one that I will hold of, meaning you should take off the minimal amount and not worry about to being chotetit. Okay, stop there for a minute. Again, as I said, the whole daf today is all about chelev. The Sefer HaChinuch tells us in the mitzvah of, I forgot to bring it, talks about the isser of chelev in mitzvah Kuf Mem Zayin. I'm just going to do the next piece while it comes, and then I'll say it in a minute. So let's just do the next piece, and I'll say it in a second. Gufa, fourth line. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Chelev Shabasar Chofe Oso Mutter. As Shmuel just said, Chelev that the basar covers up, the flesh covers up, is Mutter. Says the Gemara, Eini, is this really true? V'Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Didn't Shmuel say, Haitarba Detute Masni Asir? This fat that's under the loins, under the midsection of the animal, Asir, right? Isn't that the Asir? So you see, even fats under flesh is Asir. Amar Abaya, Behema Bechayeha, Piruke Mifrika. An animal, when it's alive, moves around. Animal, when it's alive, moves around. And therefore what? And therefore, even though Bemisa, it's covered, Bechayim, it's not covered. And therefore, this is not considered Chelev that is covered by Basar, because it moves around. There is a Machlokas. The Rush here seems to say that this is on a Daraisa level. On a Daraisa level, and therefore, Daraisa, it is Asur, it's not considered covered, because when the animal moves, it is uncovered. Mashiach Tosfos on the bottom, to the last two words of Tosfos on the Amud, he talks about the earlier Gemara, and he seems to say Asur Midrabanan, in this context, that Daraisa, it is covered, just Drabanan, we don't need it. Either way, but that's what the Gemara says. So, thank you. So, the Sefer HaChinuch says, regarding the Isur of Chelev in Kuf Mem Zayin, Baruch Hashem, we live in a time period of new Minchas Chinuchs. But it's a good once in a while to go back to the old-fashioned Minchas Chinuchs and struggle a little bit. It's very worthwhile. Anyway, so the Sefer HaChinuch says, Shalom nochal chelev beim ta'orosh nemerko chelev shar v'chesev v'ez lo sochelu. The whole Isser of Chelev is discussed here. I just wanted to point out one ha'ara towards the end of the Minchas Chinuch. He said, he quotes there, that there is a stira, let me just find it here, there is a stira between what the Sefer HaChinuch says here. Oh, here it is. Ach mashakas v'arav ha-machaber. Te behifris al gabi karka de ton shchita. The ain shia v'drisa poslin. By the Isra of Chalef. We know there's a machlokas. We had it at Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, yesterday. We had a machlokas whether Ben Pekua requires shchita or not. As a function of that, is the Chalef of a Ben Pekua usher or not. So, the Sefer HaChinuch, so, we paskin, really, midaraisa does not need shchita, and therefore the chalav is mutter meikar adin. But if the animal walks around, if you remember from the fourth parak, midarabanan one requires shchita. Does one have to be worried about all the psule shchita in that case? One has to do shchita midarabanan. Do you have to be worried about it? We're just doing it because of Mar Zion. Do you have to be worried about all the psule shchita? Machlokas rishonim. Machlokas rishonim. So the Sefer HaChinuch here says, ain shihia v'drisa poslimbo. You don't have to worry about shihia and drasa. You have to do the shchita, the act of shchita properly, but all of the related psule shchita, one does not have to do properly. And the Minchas Chana points out that if you look in the shach in the name of the ra'ah is quoted in the shach as saying that it does pasal. Psule shchita does pasal. Says the Minchas Chinuch, v'sefer HaChinuch miyuchas l'ha-ra'ah, v'tzarech lomar shechazer bo. You have to say he was chozer bo. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. But as we mentioned, those in the mitzvah shir, in the Hagdama to the mitzvah shir, we mentioned that there are a number of issues where we see stiras, at least 10 to 12 cases where there's a stira between other Rishonim quoting the Chinuch, or other Achronim, and the Sefer, other Rishonim quoting the Ra'ah, and the Sefer HaChinuch. So it could very well be, and this is what the whole, in the Machon Yerushalayim, Minchas Chinuch, they prove that it's probably not the, pretty sure that it's not the Ra'ah, could be his brother, with Pinchas Halevi, one of the others, is from that time period. But either way, it was this goes on the list. The last time we mentioned this was in Bava Basra. We spoke about the Mitzvah of Nachla. It's a major issue by Nachlas, where there's a stira between the Ra'ah and the Sefer HaChinuch. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So we just quoted that Shmuel held that under the loins is Aser. Said no, that's because when it was alive, it was moving around. V'Amar Reb Yochanan, Ana la tavcha ana v'la bar tavcha ana. I'm not a shochet, and my father wasn't a shochet. V'nahirna dehachi havi ami be'medrusha. But it was brought to light to me, v'nahirna, that this is what we always used to say in the Beis Medrash. V'hema b'chaye piruki mifrika. That's what we said. If it's not covered when it is alive, that's not called covered. Sounds like a daraisa, like the Rush holds. Sounds like a din daraisa. Period. Interesting, just to note also that a lot of these statements that we have on this daf is from Shmuel. It's from Shmuel. A lot. My father likes to point out that a lot of the anatomy that was done in the days in the medieval ages were from animals. They didn't have as many human cadavers. The animals. They try to use the animals that they knew were closest to human anatomy. Obviously, they knew there were differences, but as closest. So Shmuel was a big doctor. Shmuel was a big doctor. That's right. He was busy taking care of everybody, so he didn't get a chance to get smicha. He was busy taking care of everybody's medical issues. So that's interesting. Shmuel is talking about all this anatomy of the chaylev, all the different types of chaylev. Okay, just a ha'ara. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, chaylev sha'al hemseisu besakosos, asurin va'anish kareis, chaylev that's on the hemseisu besakosos. If you remember from Elu Trefus, there were four stomachs an animal has. These are two of them. One of the stomachs grinds, one of them separates the proteins, all the different types. So the hemseisu besakosos, the chaylev on these stomachs, are asur va'anish kareis. That's real chaylev. V'zeu ha'chaylev sha'al hakareth. That's the chaylev on the innards that we read about in the Torah Shebichsav. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Next, Hai Tarba de Kilibusta, the chaylev of Kilibusta. What's that? Machlokes Rashi Rambam. Right, we'll go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says it's the chaylev at the edge of the spine, right before the tail starts. There's a bone there, and there's chaylev right on top of it. So that chaylev is aser va'anish kareis, v'zeo chaylev sha'al haksalim. Right, this is the chaylev on the ksalim, on the area towards the back, the kidneys. That's Rashi. The Rambam has a different pshat. The Minchas Chinuch talks about the Amshel Shlomo here mentions that the Rambam has a different pshat. He quotes Rashi, he quotes the Rif and the Rambam. They agree it's different. Kalibo says he chaylev shal ksalim hechad de lifon at mahata. Different part of the body. Misha Raglo, where the leg comes to the part of the body. And that's why he says, if you see somebody who has one leg bigger than the other leg, you call him a ksul. Okay, we don't call anybody ksuls, but that's what he says. And he says, this is Rashi's band, this is the Rambam's band. And then he says, Al-Kain, Elu ve'elu divri lo kim chayim. So they're both elu ve'elu. Either way, they both give a different shot of what the case may be. Remember the Rashi and Ksubis like to quote Daf Nun Zayin, where Rashi quotes, generally we have the principle of elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, where there's different ways to view things, and Tamei and Tahar, and the mashal that the Maharal gives. I think we had an Elu ve'elu shir. Elu ve'elu shir. The Maharal quotes that if you ask someone what makes a tree grow, so one person will say the sun, one person will say the water, one person will say the soil. Who's right? They're all right. Depends on their perspective. Depends on how they're looking at it. That's Elu ve'elu. Every concept of Torah is multifaceted. And therefore, depending, I think it's mostly us, or I think it's mostly Mutter, as long as somebody is an authoritative figure that he could give the opinion, so then there is Elu ve'elu. Rashi says, Ksubas Nun Zayin, one exception, or Nun Vav. Maybe Nun Vav and Aleph. Nun Vav? Anyway, so Rashi says that if it's a machlok about what somebody said. That you don't say Elu ve'elu. Because either somebody said it, unless you say he was chozer bo, but either he said it or he didn't say it. So if you have a machlok is about what an Amora said by the later Amoraim, then Rashi says each opinion might have merit, but don't blame it on that original rabbi, only one said one of them out here. So here it's just two different shatim. So the Yamshur Shlomo says, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. The Amma Rabbi Abba Am Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Next Shmuel. Chutin shebiyad asurin. The chutin, the blood vessels in the hand, are totally usur. Amar of Safra. Rav Safra hears this from Shmuel and says, Moshe! Moshe? Who's Moshe? We've mentioned that there is no Tana named Moshe. No Amora named Moshe either. Right? That's a big mystery. Why nobody was named Moshe or Avraham or David. Right? We have Rav Yitzchak, we have Rav Yaakov, we have many of the others. But why not certain names? Okay, but what does Moshe here mean? So it's an exclamation. Either Rashi says here, Tamar Chacham. Says Tamar Chacham, Moshe. Call somebody Moshe. That's a Tamar Chacham. See on the side, Avol b'Mesechas Beitza, Amar of Safra Moshe, Shampirish Rashi, Biyakra de Moshe Kamishtava. He's swearing by Moshe. Swearing by the great figure of Moshe. Right, that's the little different pshat that Rashi gives there. If you look in the Shidim Kubetzes in Beitza, where this lashon is also used on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis, the Shita there says both two pshatim Pirish Derek Kavod Amarle Ataha Gadol B'Darcha K'Moshe B'Doro. Right, you're like Moshe. Right, this is Nyana Diyoma, the Rama Menilchas Shuva. We could all be like Moshe Rabbeinu. And we could all be like your Rabbi Menavat. So it can be, we can be, right, you're great in your nation, like Moshe wasn't in his nation. Inami, right, Gadol Kamoshe. Right, so that's what he says, that was a nice lashon to quote then. That's what he's quoting. Moshe, you great person. Mi amar rachmana lo techo bistro? Why? What are we talking about here? Remember, we're talking about the blood vessels in the hand. What, did the Torah say, don't eat meat? The hand is meat. What's the problem with the blood vessels in the hand? That's part of the basar. Get the blood out, and that's it. What are you worried about? There's one other ha'ara. The Sharm Sian of Halacha says, why did he call him Moshe? See, he says, Api Kabbalah, that the quotes from the Chidah, the Pesach Inayim here, from the Chidah, quotes from the Arizal, the Tamar Chacha Muflag Bedoro, Misaber Bo Nitzotz Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. Wow. Mishum Hachi Amru B'Shaz Lakam Aduchti Ki Hacha. Right, so every Tamar Chacham, every great leader, has a Nitzotz of Moshe Rabbeinu. Nitzotz of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Sharm Sian of Halacha quotes here from the Chidah. So Rav Safra says, why is it Asu though? So Amar Rava. So Rava answers back. Moshe, he says, gives him back the compliment. Mi Amar Achman Achol Dama. Who says, did the Torah tell you, please eat blood? Blood is also an Isser. What Shmuel meant to say was, you just got to be careful about it. Chatchei, cut it, umalchei, and salt it. Afila Kedera, Nami, Sharper Dama, even to put it in the pot afterwards is fine. Meaning Shmuel wasn't saying a blanket statement, the hand's always usher. He was just saying, be very careful, because it's a very bloody area. All the blood vessels in the hand, in the paw, the front arm of the animal, front hand, and therefore you gotta be careful. Fine. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Reish Meya Ba'amsa Ba'igrera. Reish Meya Ba'amsa. What does that mean? This is, Rashi describes it, it's the exit. It's the exit pipe after all the stomachs going to the intestines. So Reish Maya Ba'amsa, the first Amma of that pipeline going out of the intestines, Boy Greira, that you need to scrape because the chalav on that is Usr. Right? That's Reish Maya. Rashi says, Kshadakin Yotzim in Akeva, Tzorach Legarer Chalav Sha'alehin Orach Amma. No, an Amma's length on that. Vizel Chalav Sha'aladakin. And that's what's called chalav on the dakin. in Chazal. The Amar of Yehuda, Rav Yehuda also says, Chutin shebeukitz asurin. Chutin on the ukitz. What's the ukitz translated as? The flanks. The flanks of the animal. Right? So that's asur. Right? This is, Rashi says, the hey chuti de kafli, flunksers. From the French. So the chutin of the ukitz, the vessels, the blood vessels of the ukitz are asur. Chamisha chute isbe bekafla. And there are five altogether. Tlasa miyamina v'tarti mismala. Three on the right and two on the left. Tlasa mifatzli l'tre tre. Three of them branch off into two each. Tre mifatzli l'tlasa tlasa. Two of them branch off to three each. What is so important for me to know about this? Nafgamina, the ishalaf luhu ad the chamimi mishtalfi. If you try to take him out when it's still warm, what does that mean? Right after shchita. Try to take him out, right? Mishtalfi, they'll all come out at once. They're all connected, they'll all come out at once. They didn't harden yet. The ilo, but if not, if you didn't do it right away, by chutute basra, you gotta really work hard at it. Meaning, and you gotta know the numbers. You gotta know how many to take out to make sure that you got all of them. The Meiri quotes here that they made a rule. They made a rule that you got to do it right away because it was much easier to get out these chutin. And he says, "Mitokach nagu hanesiim v'hazakenim b'Narvona, in Narbon, lahatil knas al hatabachim shahayu Yisraelim im lo yotziim tekef lafshatas habehema." Right? They were konis the shoftim. They didn't take it out right away. Right? It's much more difficult, and therefore, why didn't you take it out right away? So there must be a reason, and therefore they were konis them. They find them. Period. Amar Rabaya. V'itema Rav Yehuda. Chamisha chutei havi. There are five areas of chutin. What does that mean, Rashi? Hemakomos ubehen chutin shal iser. Five areas of chutei iser in the animal's body. Tzlasa mishum tarba. V'trei mishum dama. Three of them are because they're considered chelev. And two of them are because there's just a lot of blood there. Detachli udekafli udekulisa mishum tarba. The spleen, the kidneys, the flanks and the kidneys mishum tarba. That's the fats. The fats area, the yada udaloa mishum dama, that of the hand, like we said before, and the loa, Rashi says that's like the jaw, mishum dama. Those are just an issue of dam. Why is it important for me to know which is chela, which is dam? But to know if there's a way to eat it. L'may nafgamina, hani, the mishum dama, imachatech lehu, umalach lehu shaper dami. The ones that are also mishum blood, if you get all the blood out, you do your homework, you do malicha, do all the special type of salting, fine. Hanach les lutakanta, but the ones for chelev, les lutakanta, there is no takana. Interesting, Rambam, the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, very unusual in the Rambam quotes two opinions. The Rambam says, Yireli, shekol elu, this is in Zayin, Tezayin, and Machalas Asuros. Yireli, shekol elu hachutin, vahakromos. All of these chutin and chromos are membranes, which the Gemara is about to talk about. All these extra chutin and membranes of the having to do with the chelev, they're aser midivrei sofrim. It's the Rabbanan. The im tomar shehena surin min haTorah. And if you want to say that it's aser daraisa, bichlal kol chelev v'chol dam, included in any chelev and any dam, still ain loken alehen elamakas mardis. It's very unusual for the Rambam to say that. I think it's the Rabbanan. Even if I say it's the Raisa, you're not going to get Malkus. Sounds like a Ramban talking. Sounds like Tosfos talking. This is a Rambam, and it's a Yireli. He feels the need to say this here. So it's the Rabbanan. Even if I say it's the Raisa, it's like Malkus Mar. Then he even has another line. V'yihiyu kachatzi shir. Shehu asur min haTorah v'ein lokan alav. He throws in a comparison. Which obviously, if we have a Ian shir, after what is the Rambam comparing? If these are these asur or not? What is chatzi shir? It's mamish treif. I just didn't eat enough of it. And here the Rambam says about these little things coming out, it's also Darabanan, and even if it's Daraisa included in Kol Chelev, it's only Chatzi Shir. Why? If it's also Daraisa, it's also Daraisa. But what, it's not the real part of it, so why the Torah Aser it? So it's interesting Rambam to try to figure out exactly what he means. If you look at the Ravid, he quotes here in the Frankel, and the Ravid and the Torah's calling him, quotes that no, Chelev and Dam, the Chatzi Shir of Chelev and Dam, you'd get Malkus for. Just want to get Karis. But he says that's what the Ravid holds. Okay, but that's a Rambam. Interesting Rambam to note in Zayin Tezayin. Next, those are the five areas of thin blood vessels. Amar Rav Kahana v'Tamer Rav Yehuda. Next, Rav Yehuda again, a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. Chamisha Krami Havi. There are five areas of membranes that we got to be careful about. Tlasa Mishum Tarba, Betrei Mishum Dama. three chalev issues, and two are blood issues. Detachli, dekafli, dekulisa, mishim tarba. The spleen and the kafli, the flanks, and the dekulisa, the kidneys are mishim tarba. Those are fats. Debe'e, on the aver azachris, on the testicles, the be'e. Udemokra, and a membrane on the brain, mishim dama. Those are blood, a lot of blood in those areas, in the head, and near the aver azachar. So that's because of dam. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda bar Oshia havi kakolif le tachla le levi braid Rav Huna bar Chia. One time, Rabbi Yehuda was peeling off a spleen. He was preparing a spleen for Levi. Levi was his guest. He was preparing spleen. Spleen was on the menu. Havi kagoyim le meiloi. He was scooping it out from the top. I mean, he was just getting off the upper layers. So Amar le, he says to him, chavis beitfei. See on the side? Good achis beitfei. Right? Sukkah issues. Gurachis goes, get down there! Scoop it out more, he says. What are you doing? You gotta get on all the chalef on top of the spleen. Asa avua. All of a sudden, his father came. Whose father? The one who said who's being served. Right? Levi's father came. Ashkeche amrele hachi. See, he heard what he said. See, Ashkeche, he found him. Amrele, he said to him, the father said to the son, hachi amr avua dimach. What do you mean? Your father-in-law told me as follows, right? Your mother's father. Mishum derav, in the name of Rav, umanu merav yirmiya bar Abba. What did he say? Lo asra Torah elosh al hadad bilvad. What do you think so crazy about the chalev on the spleen? The only thing that's asra is on the dad. The entrance to the spleen has a type of dad, a type of nipple, and that chalev, on top of that, that's what's asur. Not the whole top of the chalev, but he made so crazy for it. Lowering it, just the stuff on top is asur. So why do you tell him to be mechati tachareha? So he answers his father, Eini, really? Is that what Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba said? V'yam Rav Hamnuna quoted a brisa, Tana, krum sha'al hatchol asur v'ein chayavim alav. If you have the membrane on the spleen, it's asur, but ein chayavim alav. Right, there's no some which pashas usually means derabanan. Say hechidami, what are we talking about there? Ilei mashal hadad. If we're talking about the part that's on the dad, the entrance into the spleen, amayin chayav anolav. That can't be talking about right. What we're not. That's real chayav. That you would be chayav karis for. So ela dekulya. It must be the one that goes all across the top, not just next to the dad. So that's why I'm trying to be more serious about it. I'm being mechate because there's more. It's not just the dad. So Amalei, his father says, son, you got me. Itanya Tanya, if you have a brisa to support you, I'm not going to quote you of Yirmiyah bar Abba. So your brisa must win out. Okay, so that is all related to the membranes. So Gufa says the Gemara. Gufa Amar Rav Hamnuna, continuing Tana. What did we just quote before? Krum Sha'al Hatchol Aser Men Chayav and Alav. The membrane on the spleen is considered chalev, but it's also durabanan. It's only chalev durabanan. Maybe it's a mishuma. It's not real chalev. Krum shal gabi kulya aser vein chayav and alav. Krum, the membrane on the kulya. Also, the kidneys is aser and not chayev. But tanya chayav and alav. Another brisa said you're chayev on both of these. So tchola tcholo kasha ha kineged adat ha shlo kineged adat. As we just said, the chalev that's right near the entrance to the spleen near the dot, that's mamish chalev. And that's Asur Daraisa, fully. And you're chayav for it. Shalokan Egaradad, that is secondary chaylev. And therefore, one's not going to be, it's not going to be Asur Daraisa. And Kulya Kulya Nami Lokasha, Habi Ilah Abdata. Different layers on the Kulya. Different layers. The Ilah one, the upper one, Rashi says, Chaylev Mamish Sha'al HaKlayos, Yeshalav Krum Dak, Hu Chaylev Gamur. Right, the one that is on the mamish, on the lower one, I mean the one that's right on top of the kidneys, so that's the one that's real chalev gomer, and that would be usher to daraisa to eat. Period. Okay. Moving right along with our chalev discussion. The last line. Be'e chasholta. Once we were talking about chalev near the Eber HaZachar, so we get into a separate discussion related. Be'e chasholta. That means that the beitzim of the animal became semi-detached while they were still inside the sac of the animal. So the issue is that considered? We learned earlier in the Masechta, when you have a aver that is semi-detached from an animal, or even mostly detached from an animal, is that already considered aver menachai? So we learned earlier there's a concept of at least of Eber Menachai Derabanan. If it's mostly detached, even if you shech the animal, you still can't eat that part that was dangling. So what about this case? It's dangling, but it's inside a sack. So once we're talking about the membrane, the round, so that's what we talk about here. Bei chashota. But even before we get into that, so it says bei. There is an important marker to mention, and that is there are those, the Maharshal and the Yamshal Shlomo and Baba Kama says that we should call Maseches Beitza Maseches Beya. Why? Because Beitza refers to the male anatomy, and therefore we should call it Beya. Maseches Beya. The problem is, and this is what all the Achronim ask on the Maharshal, Beya and Beitza are synonyms. One's Hebrew and one's Aramaic. Why does it make a difference if you call it Beya? Beya means Beitza. Right? What are we talking about in this Gemara? We're talking about the Efer HaZachar, and it says Beya. So what is the Marshal talking about? That, oh, call it Beya because that's eggs. Beya Shinoda Biyantif. So that is why what most Achronim assume is not like that. Not like that Marshal. If you're on one source related to this, if you look in the Pharisee, in the Yochanan Boaz, the old-fashioned Mishnais. It became old-fashioned 30 years ago when Pinchas Kahati came out with his Mishnais. Up until that point, it was new fashion. It was the Mishnais everyone used. But now, in the post-Kahati world, PKW we live, the post-Kahati world, so we have to look back into Likutim. So if you look in the Likutim on the side of the Mishnais and Beitza, right at the beginning, he quotes this Marshal, and then he says, Lo yom ha'adam v'talmud beitzim el abeyim, v'hu bechlal amram al yotzi adam davar maguna mipif, v'tamana ani al atzmi. He has like 10 kashas. Eich nomar sheloshen targum yehei meshubachim mefuar yosem, yiloshen hakodesh. You're going to say, Aramaic is more beautiful than Hebrew? It's the same word. Number one, v'yanachnu matzonu l'chazal b'shabbos, right, that they're very makbid on Laman Aleph. If somebody calls the Aran Kodesh the Arana, instead of the Aran, because he's called an Aramaic, they get very upset. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph. Upshana inyan bezeh ki aran hu lashon bavli v'roi liyached el hadavar hakadosh shem b'lashon hakodesh shehu ayoter nechbad v'naki mihaloshonos haloazios kulana. It's better than any of the others. Yes, we find Kriyan Ksivs in the Tochacha and other places, but still, it is this is Lashon HaKodesh. And he quotes from the Rambam. Right, we've quoted this Rambam, the Rambam of the Mor Nevuchim. The Ramban at the beginning of Kisisa quotes this Rambam. Why is it called Lashon HaKodesh? The Rambam says, because there's not in Ivrit, in modern Hebrew. There are a lot of modern Hebrew words that are not Lashon HaKodesh. But in real Lashon HaKodesh, the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, there are no, what we would call dirty words. No dirty words. There's no separate word for the act between a man and a woman. Bia, entrance. Nothing. There's no separate word in Lashon HaKodesh for the Eivor HaZachar or the Eivor HaNekeva. No separate word that the Torah uses in Lashon HaKodesh. Right, again, not in modern Hebrew. So he says, that's the Rambam. That's what makes it Kodesh. Shebishvil kach nikra Lashon HaIvris Lashon HaKodesh. Levisha kula Kodesh. That's the Rambam Lashitas, the beginning of the second Perkei Avos. The Rambam says, right, Havayizar b'mitzvah kala kavachamura. Mitzvah kala is speaking Hebrew. You see from that Rambam. The Lo Matsanu, the Likutim continues. The Lo Matsanu, Sheyishalu Bale Hamishna, Lashon Beyim, Al Tzmuna Niskar. So you find all over Shas the word Beitza. Vaharaya Gemura Ledvarenu. What's the greatest Raya in the world? I'll quote you. He quotes a Raya Shanel of Tshuva, Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Hei. Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Hei is talking about when a Rav gives a posek, he has to be very clear about what he says. Because if people misunderstand his psak, it could have terrible consequences. So there was a case there that they were talking about a certain mud, whether it had the status of water in terms of being makshir l'kabel tuma. And the hipaskin may bitsaim ein makshirin. And vahu may beitzim darash lahu. And it was all mix up. May bitsaim, may beitzim. And says, you see there, they were talking, if it was beim, there wouldn't have been a good big mix up. That's obviously, all right, they said Beitzim in those days. They didn't say Beim. And finally, he says at the end, says, Shuv sha'alti v'darashti, mahi das hagon achasen merenu abelio mi vilna zalbaze. I asked the Gra. And he says, asher yidanuhu l'shomer hamilos, who's known as one who is careful about his words. He's known about a lot of other things too. V'nodati mipi b'no harav, I found that from his son, ki lo kibel bozeh das hagonim haniskar. He didn't accept that earlier changing the word. It's good enough for the Gra, it's good enough for us. And we continue. Says the Gemara, last line again. Be'i chasholta. So again, they have the beitzim of a male animal that were detached inside the animal, but it's still in the sack. What's the halacha? Is that, right, is that Eber Menachai or not? says Rav Ami Rav Asi, Chad Asar, one says Asar. Why? Last line in Rashi, Ta'af agav de talu be kechatuchin damu. Even though they're still hanging in there, but it's like this detached. V'chad shari, and one says Asar. So man de Asar, why does the one say Asar? Mitzaloka birian. It's not growing back. It's not getting back, so therefore, it's as if it's basically detached already. And therefore, it is considered Eiver Min HaChai. Hani, Eiver Min HaChai Ninu. It's Eiver Min HaChai. Tosva says, Durabanan. Not Daraisa. Durabanan. Right, Tosva's on top. Min HaTorah lo have Eiver Min HaChai. Kivin Shemuchubarim him ma'at. He mitaram b'shchita k'Eivram ha'medul dolem. We had earlier, even if it's mostly detached, if it's a little bit attached, it's not Eiver Min HaChai Daraisa. But it's at least Eiver Min HaChai Durabanan. So Ma'an Dashari, the one who says it's mutter, midelo kamisarchin, right? Hani chiyusa isbehu. From the fact that it's not going to become putrefied, so because it's still inside, so that's why it must have a little chiyus still left in it, so it's not called Eiver Min HaChai. The idach, what does each one do with the other one? Hai delo kamisarchin, delo kashalabu avira. The fact that it's not becoming putrefied is because it's inside. It doesn't mean that it's healthy, right? It can still be totally dead. But and detached, but it's just lo shalok avira. V'idach, what does the second opinion do? Haidelo birian, the fact that it's not going to regenerate, kichishusa hu denakaluhu. It's just weak. It's too weak to regenerate itself. That doesn't mean it's totally detached and not connected and not, so therefore, that is the machlokas. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan of Shimon Bar Abba, Hani Bechasholta, I guess this was eaten, Hani Bechasholta Sharyan, right? So these Bechasholta, this mostly detached Beim, are mutter, the Atlo Techo. But you, Rav Shaman, you shouldn't eat it. Mishum, the Altitash Torah Simecha. That's the minag. Altitash Torah Simecha, Pasuk in Mishlei. Tosfos has 2 days here. What's the minag? Where was the mother? Was it Asa? So he must have been from a different place. So he was telling him, you have your chumrah sheyatza misham, where you came from, you know, it's Asa, so you can't. Or he was telling him, when you go back, so then you're not able to, you're not going to be able to eat it then, because that is your minhag. Interesting, we've quoted in the past, discussions of the koach of minhagim. The Rambam says, beferish, in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, that minhagim are included in lo sasur. Yeah, it's a Rambam that we've quoted in the past, but it's always important to mention. Says the Rambam, if somebody doesn't follow a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabanan, or even a minhag of Klal Yisrael, they are in violation of the pasuk of Lo Sasur and Parsha Shoftim. V'echad dvarim sh'asu osan siyag l'torah, ulefi masha eshat tzricha, v'hem gzeros, v'takanos, u'minhagos. V'kol echad v'echad mishlosh dvarim elu, mitzvahs asei l'shmo alahen. V'over ha'kol achaz mehen, over belos asei. So Lo Sasei, Minhagim are included in Lo Sasser. There is a major machlokas, in general, about Minhagim of Lo Sasser. Tosas talks about this in many places in Shas, not here. But in Brachas and in Titus and elsewhere, there's one Minhag there are two Minhagim that everybody agrees to, and then you have everything else that's in the middle. Everybody agrees, coming up in a couple of weeks, Chibud Arava, when we bang the Arava on the floor on Hoshana Rabbah, there's no Bracha. Everybody agrees to that. That's a Gemara in Sukkah. Everybody agrees on the other extreme, Gemara in Shabbos, that Yontif Sheni, in Chutz La'aretz, we do make brachas. We say a second Alachilas Masa. We say a second Alachilas Mara. We make the brachas of Yontif. We daven Yontif davenings, all those brachas. So everybody agrees to that. The Gemara says, why? Because you'll be mezalzel on the day. So the question is, what about everything else? For example, brach on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. That is a minhag. Halal Rosh Chodesh is a minhag. That's why we say half halal, to show it's a minhag. So do you make a bracha on that? That's the machlokas, the Rambam and Tosfos. Tosfos says yes, and the Ramah follows Tosfos, the Rambam says no, and the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam. So that's a machlokas about what's the rule and what's the exception. Yatav Sheni and Chibud Arava. It's a beautiful Briska Rav, where the Briska Rav discusses in Hilchas Brachas, he quotes this machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam, and he quotes, according to the Rambam, who says minhagim are included in Lo Sasur, why shouldn't you make a bracha on them? If you wanted to tell me, oh, you can't say Vitzivanu, but you can't say Vitzivanu according to the Rambam. It's included in Lo Sasur. So says the Griz, says the Briska Rav, it must be a different shot according to the Rambam. V'nira Poshut, to Lo Dasa Rambam, Hadei Mevarchan al Minhag, the reason we don't make brachas on Minhag is not because of the problem of Vitzivanu, but because Hadei Mevarchan al Minhag, who zed din be'etzem ha'chefza shalahem, the lav toras mitzvahs behulavarech alehen. Chazal were misakin brachas on mitzvahs. They weren't misakin brachas on minhagim. And therefore, if you have a minhag, then it's not a mitzvah. So memela, there's no bracha. Ah, yantiv sheni? No, sometimes you have a minhag that at root is a mitzvah. Yontif Sheni is a different type. There's a parallel. There's a precedent. You're doing what you did yesterday. So at root, Yontif Sheni is a mitzvah, even though we do it b'toras minhag. B'chovas gavra, it's a minhag. But b'toras chefsa, that institution of Yontif Sheni is a mitzvah. And therefore it could get a bracha. That's what he says for the Rambam. Right? As we make a bracha on Yontif Sheni. Did he to call Atzmo Shal Yontif Sheni be'ikar takanasu din toras minhag alav delo asu'ul Yontif mechudash midivrei sofrim rak shinugu minhag avasim b'yadayim aval harei zeh mikol makom da mitzvah shenohegas harei zeh ma'isa mitzvah. The hamitzvah should have hegespo. Achilas matzvah chadome. Avishikar dinam. Torah's mitzvahs behu be'etzem achefsa. Delosh tani shem achilas matzvah b'lo sheni. Mi achilas matzvah b'lo yontav rishon. El shechiyuva mitavrei sofer mitavrei minag. V'zelo echpat lon klal le'inyin bracha. There we pour in Biskarov in Hilchas Brachas. Good. The Sefer Chassidim says that if you look in Mishlei, the pasuk of Shema b'ni Musa Rabicha v'atidus Rosh Yimecha appears twice. So Sefer Chassidim says, in Tav Kuf Ayin, Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebal Peh, the Misora that we have from our parents, is Chai V'Kayam, Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, here we go, Vayter. Omar Mar Baravashi, Hani Bey De Gadya. What about, again, the Beitzim of a young goat? When do they become able to be eaten? And how? Atlas and Yom Mishayim below Klifa. Before 30 days, when they're very young, so then you're allowed to eat it totally. Meaning it's not without any peeling, it's not developed yet. Mikan ve'eloch, I azran asurin v'ilo azran shargin. From then on, after 30 days, it depends if it started getting zera in it. If it started getting zera in it, it's asur, because that's already developed and that's a problem. And if not, it's mutter. Minoya dinan, how do you know? I isbehu suriki sumki asirin. If it gets red streaks, it's asur. Lesbehu suriki sumki shargin. So then it is mutter. Where do we know Shariki Sumki from? Remember the Gemara is in Brachas, the beginning of Brachas, that and Avodah Zarah, that one of the Tanam was getting annoyed at one of his neighbors. So he said, "Okay, I know when does Hashem get angry? When the Shariki Sumki of the chicken gets red. So when it gets red, I'm going to curse him." And then never got red. He fell asleep. So anyway, that's Shariki Sumki. Vayter. Period. Sorry. So that would be usher. We said before dam. We said dam. So lachor would be dam. You just have to solve the problem of dam. Next, umse beye umizrake. Umse meat beye the beitzim mizrake the area on the neck with a lot of blood. These three cases pligi berbacha ravina. There's a machlokas. So we just take a side point before we get to what the machlokas is. B'cholat arakula, ravina lakula, ravacha lachumer. In general, when there's a machlokas between these great rabbis, ravina is mekel, ravacha is machmer. The hilchasa ka ravina lakula, and halacha is like ravina to be mekel, labar mehani tlas. Except for the three cases, to ravacha lakula, ravina lachumer. Where ravacha is mekel, ravina is lachumer. The hilchasa ka ravacha lakula. And we always go lakula though, no matter what who the sides are. We always go lakula. So what's this machlokas? With all the buildup. Umsa da asmik. If you have a piece of meat that became red, da asmik. The chatcha, meaning it looks like it has a lot of blood. Chatcha umalcha, if you look there, nami shaper dami. If you cut it and you salted it, fine, that's great. Tal yanami bishpoda, if you put it on a spit, the barbecue, da abdama, also there, the blood flows out, it's okay. Agumre, but what if you took it and you put it on hot coals? So there's nowhere really for the blood to go, but it might go onto the coals. So is that a good enough of a process to get the blood out? So pligi barbacha ravina, chadamar mishav sheivile. Some say that yes, the coals draw the blood out, that it's mutter. The chadamar mitzmis samsile. Some say no, it causes it to shrivel up, and therefore the blood stays in, and therefore it would be a problem. V'chein bey v'chein mizraki. And the same machlokas by the bey and the mizraki, whether this is a good process of getting the blood out. Fine. Next, reisha bekivsha. Let's say you have the head of a animal, bekivsha, and you put it in what's kivsha? Hot ashes. That's what they used to do in order, Rashi explains, to get the hair off. Put in hot ashes, the hair would come off right away. But let's say you didn't properly get the, reisha bekivsha osve, right? You put it into the hot coals. So which way did you put it into the hot coals? So abes ashrita, if you put it with the neck down, so daivdam avishari, then the blood flows out and it's mutter. At start, then if you put it sideways, mikva kafi vasser, then the blood just congeals up and it's asser. Osve anachire, if you put it on its nose, then dutz be midi shari. That if you stuck something into the nostril to keep the nostril open, to give a place for the blood to flow out, shari, then it's mutter. Vilo aser, or not, if not aser. Ikadamri, a different version, but similar. An nechire va'abes ashchita doev. No, the nose is fine. On the nose or on the base ashchita, on the opening of the neck is fine. At studin. Holding it open is the studen issue. If it's on its side, idatz be midi shari vilo aser. If you hold it open, it's fine because it might come out even sideways, and if not, it is aser. Fine. Next, gufa the bachi as in amar viuda mishmuel shnei gidin. Getting back to get an usher now. Got through chalif. Shnei gidin hain hapnimi samach leetzem aser v'chay. Shnei gidin hain hapnimi samach leetzem aser v'chayav and alav. The inner one is next to the bone. That's aser, and that's the real one. That you're chayav for. Chitzon samach lebasar, aser. The ain chayav and alav. But the outer one is closer up to the flesh. That's aser, but you're not chayav. So the inner one is the problem, and the outer one is not the problem. So the Gemara says, one second, v'hatanya, we have a brisa, pnimi samach lebasar. Pnimi, we said before, pnimi is called samach leesem, and now we have another brisa that says pnimi is a samach lebasar, and samach lebasar is the one that's mutter. Amar vacha, amar kahana, iklu de miklid. No, they're talking about the same thing. It just means at the end of the, later on, it goes into the basar. Aklude is a key. So it goes into the basar, it fits into the basar, like a key fits into to a lock. But really, it means the chitzon. V'atanya chitzon asamach la'etzem. We have another brayso that says just the opposite about the other one too. So Amar Yehuda, hecha de pari tavchi. It doesn't really mean chitzon, it just means when the shochet skins the animal, that part is revealed. Right, it doesn't mean that it's actual chitzon in the animal. Period. Itmar nu alacha tabach shenimsa chelav achrav. Usually, a butcher got rid of his chelav immediately. What happens if you walk into a butcher shop, the mashkiach, and he finds some chelav in the butcher shop? Shenimsa chelav achrav. Rav Yehuda amar b'kisaora. Rav Yehuda says, what's the problematic size of finding? If you find the size even of a barley seed, Rabbi Yochanan Amar b'kizayis. If you find the size of a kizayis, that causes problems. Amar papa v'lo pligi, and there's no machlokas here. Kan la halkoso, kan la avro. To make him lose his job, la avro, than even a barley seed. To give him lashes we're even sure. So that's la halkoso. If it's such a whole kizayis of chelav in his store that he didn't get rid of, so that's we would give him malchus for that. Amar av zutra kisaora b'makam echad. Kisaora, if you find one barley seed in one spot, that's a problem. Kizayis, I feel basically give him a komos. You could put a number of areas together to come up with kizayis. V'hilchasa, lahakosa, b'kizayis, lahavra, b'kisaora. We pass on like the first distinction. That we will remove him from office, from his position, with even a tiny little bit. Kisaora, lahakosa, b'kizayis. Two ha'aris, number one, the Ran. The Ran here says, we'll remove him, but it doesn't mean that he's in the category of a chashud. Because we assume he was just posheya. We assume he was negligent and not mazed, unless we know otherwise. There's a big nafkamina. How does he get his job back? If somebody is chashud, then he has to go to the other extreme, the Gemara describes elsewhere. And, extra standards. If somebody is just loses his job, then he's just got to say in front of three chaverim, I'm really going to do better. Right? There's a big nafkamina, that the person is not a chashud. Number one, the Hagos Ashri says, what do we do after we remove him from office? So Hagos Ashri says that, right here, Hagos Ashri says, v'nirashi ish lahachris alav v'beis ha-knesses, v'sheni v'chamishi, v'sheni. Monday, Thursday, Monday we announce, plonia tabach evi rubim naso, v'beishim nimsa achrav chelo kisaora. And what do? He's out for a month. He's on the DL for a month. V'yechodesh yamim shlo yasak bu'um naso. Olakar chodesh yamim, after a month, he comes to a Talmud Chacham, shebe'iro, o'ir samach li'iro, v'yomar, kach v'kach ha'sisi, v'chas ha'si, v'toa ni'ala rishonos. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Right? V'yitnu lo ha'din l'fi ra'osei nehem. V'yakach yachriz beis ha'knesses. Ploni atavach she'ivar nuhu, mipreishin imzak rav chelik z'ora. Toheu mischarid al maisara ze v'kibol al mashivot zivol tamar chacham and mikan v'hala he's back v'har yonem al nesmach alav kavori shona. Enjoy, right? So that's what we do. That's what we used to do. That's what it's talking about here. When they removed him, how they got him back? Okay. Makas is Makas Mardus. Yeah, Makas Mardus. Separate machlokas we've shown him. How many is Makas Mardus? Is it even more? Is it patterned after it? The truth is a Rashba discusses it. Ena tabach ne'emana v'chulu. Back to what the Mishnah said. What did the Mishnah say at the beginning of Gid Anoshe? The tabachim are not ne'emana about Gid Anoshe. That's what Rabbi Meir said. And the Chachamim say, yes, they are, and chelef. So what's the machlokas about and what they bring in chelef for? So, Amar b'chiyah bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, chazru lo bar ne'emanim. No, but later generations said they are believed. Amar Rav Nachman, Echshir Dare. What, we're getting better? Don't we believe in Niskanu Adoros? They weren't Neman and we are Neman? So Gemara explains, Meikara, Davi Sabri, like Rabbi Meir, Lo Havi Mehemni. They originally held like Rabbi Meir, who has the more Chomer Shita, by getting Asher, you gotta uproot the whole thing. And therefore, that's why they were not believed, because we didn't assume they did such a tircha. Ula basov sabi krib Yehuda. But then they felt like held like Rabbi Yehuda afterwards, therefore they became Neman, because it wasn't such a hard job to do. Ika the Masi la Seifa, but others have this discussion on the Seifa, on the Chachamim. The Chacham Omer Neman Amalav Alachela. The Chacham say he is believed. Amr Kebar Abba Amr Yochanan, Chazul Omer Ein Emanim. But then they said they're not believed. Amr of Nachman, Vizvanazan Emanim. Right? Three stages of history. Neman, not Neman, Neman. So Akshur Dari, what do you mean? How is that possible? So Meikara Savurak Rabbi Yehuda. Originally step one, Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore you could trust them. Hadr Savurak Rabbi Meir. But then they changed to Rabbi Meir. So then you cannot trust them. But what happened third step? Kama David Dechiri Likid Rabbi Yehuda Lo Mehemni. As long as people remembered stage two, so they might be doing it like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore you can't trust them. V'hashta da'an shiyu al Rabbi Yehuda. But now that everybody forgot Rabbi Yehuda, and they just know Rabbi Meir, so then you're still allowed to trust them. Okay, even though it's harder work. V'yala Chalev finishing up. Chalev mandakar shmei. Who mentioned Chalev? The Rabbanan say, yeah, he is believed, and Chalev. So Hachi Kamar add in a phrase. Ein namanim alav ala Chalev. That's Rabbi Meir. V'cham omrim namanim alav v'al ha-Chalev. So they are believed. That takes us through Chalev, and next mission we'll talk about, Baruch Hashem, is, are you allowed to send somebody a piece of meat? Do you have to make sure, before you give somebody a present, do you have to make sure they get an ashes removed? Who's sending it? Who are you sending it to? Is it Nikar? Anyway, Baruch Hashem, we'll get back to that hopefully next time.